All three amendments needed 60% of the vote to pass, and Amendment 1, which earmarks about $9 billion for conservation efforts, took about 75% of the vote. While supporters hail it as a win for environmental conservation, opponents say they don't know how it could affect Florida's budget in the long term. And when lawmakers convene for the next legislative session, incoming Senate President Andy Gardner says they'll have to look into that.
Well, the amendments will drive everything because they're constitutional amendments. So Amendment 1 will cost a lot of money. There's going to be some pain there.
Speaking to the Florida Channel on election night, Gardner also spoke about Amendment 2, which would have legalized medical marijuana in the state. While it didn't get enough votes to pass, Gardner says the about 58% who said yes to the proposal are still sending lawmakers a strong message.
I think what people are saying is, it's time for us to work together and come up with some good solutions. But at the end of the day, also, everybody needs to understand that we come to Tallahassee with our principles, and we have to work through the issues. And the Florida Senate will be ready. Absolutely.
Incoming Senate Democratic Leader Arthenia Joyner, too, agrees that by their votes, many Florida residents told lawmakers to look into discussing the medical marijuana issue. And she adds voters also wanted the legislature to listen about Amendment 3.
They also told us that we don't want outgoing governors selecting incoming judges unequivocally.
That amendment would have allowed an outgoing governor to appoint future state Supreme Court justices and appeals court judges. Opponents say the amendment would have given the governor too much power. Meanwhile, after election night, the Senate will look relatively the same with 26 Republicans and 14 Democrats, meaning the GOP-controlled Senate will maintain its majority. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.